This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Lässig. Und jetzt wird es ein Zweier auf eins mit Bernier's Thompson. Und der macht's. Und die USA gewinnt auch diese Overtime. Tage Thompson, schlanke drei Buden heute.
There you go. German call of a Tage goal followed by Freeburg.
Oh, and did your dad have the parlay?
Not that I know
Tage of. Tage hat-trick and a win?
Yeah.
I wish.
He did have
that
it, though.
Probably would have had better odds than it normally does, huh?
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Spent some time with some football today. We get to hockey here because Tage Thompson, nice performance for him for Team USA, and they played a German team there in a friendly, a pre-tourney tilt.
Yeah, before the World Championships.
Yep. So Tage wearing Team USA, sharp jerseys they wore yesterday. And also the latest on the Amerks, who await scheduling for the next round.
Yeah, winner of Cleveland and Laval, who they play game four tomorrow night.
All right.
And that series is 2-1 in favor of Laval. Laval, do you know Paul?
Paul, what is it?
It's Laval.
Laval, okay, I had it.
The Rocket. There's no S on it either.
Yeah.
It's the Laval Rocket.
Named after a rocket, Richard?
Don't know.
Gotta be.
I don't know that.
That, I would bet money that it's named after a rocket, Richard. Hey, I mean, Cleveland's drivable, though, so, you know, maybe Amherst fans would be rooting for that series to be in Cleveland if they want to go to a road game. You finding it? Is it after Rocket Richard?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
All I found right now is that they should move the games to the Bell Center. That's what they want to do for the Rocket.
Really?
Yeah, there's conversation on that. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Where do you want to start? You want to start with Tage Thompson and Team USA? I mean, I was joking earlier that it's a Tage Thompson revenge tour here against Team USA for being left out of the Four Nations.
Well, it really wasn't a hat trick. He did put three pucks in the net. If you recall, in the NHL during preseason, every now and then they will play a overtime no matter what, you know, just to kind of get it in, practice
yep,
it.
Yep.
That's what that was. Because the game did end 5-2, and Tage Thompson officially had two goals. If you go to, like, Team USA's website, you'll read that they won 5-2 and Tage Thompson had two goals. But he did get a third. It was during the fake overtime.
Okay.
And it even says in the article that Tage Thompson scored at whatever the time was. Let's say 3:22 of overtime, and then they ended it there. They stopped playing. It's like, okay.
They didn't do a shootout?
Yeah, they didn't do a shootout, which sometimes they do. They also do that sometimes in preseason NHL hockey. So it was like a fake overtime. It was, you know, USA had already won 5-2, but we're going to play in overtime because we might have to play in overtime, you know, once the tournament starts on the 9th, and he's the one that scored. So he put three pucks in the net, but officially he got credited for two goals.
Yeah, I think he's talked about this, Paul. You can tell me better, but I remember him making comments after the Four Nations tournament that, you know, maybe part of the reason this year he decided to go, he's wearing a letter, by the way, for Team USA, is it matters to him to make the Olympic team next February.
Oh, he told me, I think the last pregame interview I did with him, that's the reason he's there. He wants to show them that he deserves to be on that team. And, you know, I remember at the Four Nations, they were talking about, you know, more players have to be willing to go to the World Championships if they want to, you know, be part of an Olympic or Four Nations or something like that. And guess who's going? Who doesn't need to prove anything? As Sidney Crosby's going, playing for Canada. I read MacKinnon is pretty much leaning towards going. But yet, Sanderson for Team USA, nah, he's not going. And, you know, others aren't, you know, some of the younger guys aren't going. And, you know, Team USA has a lot of guys actually not. Alex Tuck wanted to go and would have gone, but he and his wife are having their second child, and they may have already had it. So he, of course, felt he needed to be here. But had that not been coming up, he wanted to be there and would have been there.
Paul, you know, I'm thinking about Thompson in this spot, and while there's always the, you know, the potential risk of an injury for a player playing away from the Sabres, I do feel I'm struck by his motivation and how that can only be good for them. I mean, these Sabres players that play for the Sabres are not finding their way into a lot of meaningful games. And here's Thompson who, you know, you say what you will about U.S.-Germany pre-tournament tilt. He is finding great meaning in this individual/team goal for him to make that team. And I think that's probably something good for the Sabres to keep Tage locked in. Not that there's any threat that he wouldn't be, but I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah, and they could get injured, you're right, but at least it's May, you know, so if there's an injury that happens in May, unless it's a knee surgery or something like that, like a catastrophic type injury like that, you would hope that, you know, whatever that might be, if you pull a groin or something like that, you'll be fine, you know, once the season starts. But there really is not a good time for these things to happen. I mean, the Four Nations, Brady Tkachuk. Tkachuk he got himself injured.
Charlie McAvoy had obviously a
McAvoy did. You know, Tkachuk said that he probably should not even have been playing, you know, with the injuries he had, but he kind of got through it. So, but the only other time you could play it would be in August. Again, injuries and way back when, before many of us were even born, Gilbert Perreault played in the Canada Cup. He actually was on a line with Wayne Gretzky and Guy Lafleur, and he broke his leg, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a broken leg, and he was not available to the Sabres for most of the year. But that tournament was in late August, early September. So there's really not a good time to play these things when, as far as injuries and, you know, for the hockey clubs that they're playing for.
Yeah, you're scaring me now, because now I'm dreaming about some scenario where the Sabres are like in a playoff position, but they're in a fight at the end, and we're like hanging on every tooth and nail that Tage makes it through February at the Olympics, okay, because we actually have a season here that we care about at the end. But, you know, like, either way, like, it would be super cool if he makes the team and he goes. And really, he should have been on the team, I thought, at the Four Nations. I feel like if he just doesn't get hurt between now and February, wouldn't you think he's on the team?
Well, the top two goal scorers for Team USA at the time that the team was selected did not make it, Cole Caulfield and Tage Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thompson might have had 15 goals and Caulfield might have had 17, something like that. It was in that range. And neither one of them made it. So that was interesting, too, that they decided not to. And
yeah,
the people picking Team USA took a lot of heat for the guys that did make the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline chatting about the Sabres with us. We've not heard any sort of announcement from the team itself on Kevin Adams and what might happen there. So when we get anything like that, we'll pass it along.
I don't think they would announce it. If he stays.
Yeah. Not even what about a shuffling of the front office, which has been suggested might happen?
Yeah, that's who knows, you know, or if there's a shuffling in the coaching staff or the front office, but I mean, the Sabres would say we haven't announced in the last 4 or 5 years that he's staying. Mm-hmm. Why would we announce he's staying now, type of a thing? So I understand that. I get that. It's like, well, what are we announcing? There's nothing to announce. We haven't made a move, type of a thing. So as far as the coaching staff would go, they may wait until they hired somebody. You know, if they made a move on the coaching staff and all of a sudden they say, well, you know, Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams announced they've hired so-and-so on the coaching staff. And then, well, for who? Who's not around anymore? Or they may announce it, you know, if they have decided to, you know, go a different direction in any part of the organization. It's just one of those things. I just don't know, you know, what they feel is we should announce and what we feel we shouldn't announce if you're the Buffalo Sabres.
Right. Paul, we're waiting for the Amerks to find out who their opponent might be. Again, could be the Rocket. And waiting to see how far Devon Levi can, not that he's carrying them just by himself, but they've got, of course, a lot of their prospects down there and a playoff run here. And, you know, once they get their next opponent, how far can Levi carry them? We'll keep checking in on him, but he's been great to this point, and, you know, the next challenge awaits.
Well, what he's done is he's only the third goaltender in Amerik history to win two consecutive shutouts in the playoffs. Now, Mika Noronen did it twice in the same year, in the year 2000, and Bobby Perreault did it in 1957. So they're the only ones that have ever done it. And he has a shutout streak of 156-31 going into the next series and, you know, playing really, really well. And you look at it, in the last 2 years, he's played 8 playoff games with the Amerks, and he's only given up 17 goals. That's a 1.93 with a .948 save percentage. And then I went and looked at the regular season, and it's not too much worse. I mean, he's had 68 regular season games with the Amerks over 2 years. He's 41-19-8 with a .228 and a .922 save percentage. So he's played very well in his 76 games between regular season and playoffs, but it took a while for the Sabres to realize what they needed to do to develop him, and that's get him down there and let him get in the net on a regular basis. And I think the two players who I think have been developed correctly have been Yuri Kulik and Levi. And, you know, Kulik, I think, showed what proper development is like, because, you know, I love the way he improved during the season. And, you know, Levi now should be ready, you would think. It's now or never, probably, with him. He should be ready to, you know, maybe take the goal over with proper development he's got for the last year and gotten for the last year and a half.
Paul, before I let you go, you have a thought on Winnipeg and Hellebuck?
Well, it was crazy. I mean, the first two goals go in, and you're thinking, you're kidding. It's just like, how does this guy – I mean – and rightfully so. He's in the MVP. He's one of the top three to win the Hart Trophy and should be there. But the playoffs just have not been kind to him. I had a conversation with Martin Baron about it, who's a former goaltender. I don't want to say what Marty said, because that's for him to say if he wants other people to hear his opinion on it. But I will say he disagrees with me. I think Hellebuck plays too much in the regular season. I think he's dead by the playoffs. And, you know, he usually plays in the mid-60s as far as games. And, If I'm Winnipeg, it's like, why not find a better backup so you don't have to run him out there for 65 games a year and see if that's his problem? Because in the Four Nations, he was fine, but that was February. That's not the end of the year.
Didn't they play him to the last game in the season because they were going for going for a record?
Wins. He could have tied the record, right, at the end?
Yeah, for wins. And as I said, Marty was a goalie, and he disagrees, as I said, if he wants to say on the air, you know, how he feels about it, and that's up to him. But I just think that the guy plays too much, and somebody could say, well, yeah, but he didn't do very – he did okay yesterday, and he once the first two goals went in, he's kind of like Levi.
Yeah.
Levi let the first two goals of the series in, and then Rochester scored the next 11 against Syracuse, and they won the series. You know, they swept the series after the first two goals went in, and Syracuse took a 2-0 lead in game one. That was it. Levi and the defense. See, that's the one thing with Levi, too. Rochester plays very, very well around him. They're excellent defensively, and he gets to see all the shots. He was talking about that after game two, that, you know, there was, even though it was 35 saves, he said there was really nothing he didn't see. He's very smooth in what he's doing now. You know, he's out challenging. It's not like movement that he doesn't have to do. He doesn't get caught out of position. But that's the thing. Rochester plays very, very well around him, which helps him a lot.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. And
also the draft lottery tonight at 7.
Draft lottery tonight. 7 o'clock?
We could 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Are they revealing it during intermissions of a show?
That's a good question. I don't know. Right. I mean, we can go down some. It's 10 years since the lottery, of course. So we could do some
a couple of the
later
lotteries. Don't forget the Darlene one, where we found out they're in the top three. That was a lottery.
Yeah, but
they
were
the best chances. All right, 803-0550. Carl Jones, Channel 4 anchor and reporter on the Bills and their offseason. He had some stuff to say over the weekend, wanted to get him in on. So we'll talk to him coming up 8 o'clock. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.